This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol Garberville area reports that a 48-year-old Willits man was airlifted to the hospital following a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 just south of Leggett yesterday at just before 3 o'clock. Truck driver John Turner was hauling a load of lumber on a tractor-trailer headed southbound when he allowed his truck to drift off the roadway, where it rolled down a steep embankment near the Leggett overpass. Turner suffered major injuries in the crash and, after being pulled from the wreckage, was airlifted from the scene and flown to the hospital for treatment. Impairment is not considered a factor. The cause remains under investigation. The sheriff's office continues its search for two additional suspects wanted in connection with two armed robberies in the Hoopa area earlier this month. On Monday, the sheriff's office, as part of the investigation, conducted a maximum enforcement day in and around Hoopa and contacted probationers and parolees and conducted searches for wanted persons and those with warrants out in their names. Deputies searched the residence of Harvey Cruz Jr. on Moon Lane and found several AR-15-type rifles, including one that had been illegally altered, along with a tactical vest, high-capacity magazines, and drug paraphernalia. Cruz, who had a warrant out in his name, was arrested and booked on several charges, and the search for others connected to armed robberies on Bear Road and at a marijuana grow is ongoing. The Humboldt County Fair will have 7 days of horse racing next August, and those race dates will be unopposed by any horse racing in the rest of the state, the first time that's happened since 2010, and it means the fair will see higher revenue from the races than in past years. The fair will run from August 15th through the 26th, an earlier start time from a year ago that conflicted with the start of the new school year. The city of Eureka will install a new type of traffic signal at four intersections in the city next week. The work will begin on Monday, and traffic lights at Harris and E Streets, Harris and F Streets, as well as at Booner at H and I Streets, will be changed. They will feature a new flashing yellow arrow that will provide more opportunities for drivers to make turns. Lane closures and detours will be in place while the work is completed. The county, along with the American Cancer Society and Tobacco Free Humboldt, will note the Great American Smokeout tomorrow in an effort to get smokers to quit the habit. The Smokeout is an annual event that is used to let smokers know there are resources available to help them kick the habit, and that includes users of e-cigarettes and chewing tobacco as well. Smoking remains the number one preventable cause of death in the country. There are two wildfire safety workshops scheduled for the rest of the week, and tomorrow, county staff will host a workshop in Blue Lake at Greenpoint Elementary School from 5:30 until 7 p.m. On Saturday, the Fire Safe Council will host a wildfire preparedness workshop in Arcata at the D Street Neighborhood Center from 2 until 4 p.m. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.